My next guest is a missionary evangelist that has visited over 70 nations around the world ministering the gospel. He's spoken to more than 2,000 live audiences around the world, and he has also prayed with over 2 million people for salvation. But recently, he's become quite alarmed about the rise in atheism across the U.S. And instead of just sitting back and waiting for someone else to do something, he has taken action, and he has written a book called Proof God is Real. Proof God is Real. And in this book, he answers these three questions that most people in our generation are asking. Most people that are that know somebody that is dealing with atheism or professes to be an atheist, whether a loved one, a family member, coworker, whatever, then this episode is for you. He deals with the question, is God there? Does God care? And do I trust him? And he says, you can find all these answers in one verse of the Bible. So stay tuned as we go into Proof God is Real with Dr. Daniel King.
Welcome to Remnant Voice Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode brought to you by Pastor Jason Armstrong. For more information on this episode and other podcasts, please go to remnantvoice.tv or email info@remnantvoice.tv.
What's up, Remnant Nation? Welcome back to the Remnant Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Armstrong, Associate Pastor here at Summit Church in the beautiful Smoky Mountains of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I've got a special guest with us on this episode. You're going to be super excited. And listen, if you've got a family member that's an atheist or dealing with atheism, or if you know somebody that is wrestling with that or has that mindset and belief, then this is the episode for you. I'm going to go right into my special guest here. This is, let me make sure we're unmuted. There we go. Awesome. And this is my special guest, Dr. Daniel King. Daniel King, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be with you.
Daniel is an evangelist and founder of King Ministries. And I'm telling you, I just got to meet him, and so you're going to be walking with me through this. Those that are listening and those that are watching, you're in for a treat. I've been looking at his heart and looking at his ministry, and man, I'm telling you, he's been over 70 nations, and has witnessed the gospel to over 2 million people, and just seen. I mean, just. My heart just lights up when I see the fruit of the ministry. And so, Daniel, again, man, welcome to the program. It's an honor to have you on. And for the listeners out there, those in Remnant Nation, I want you to share just a little bit about yourself and about your ministry.
Well, thank you, Jason. It's a great opportunity to be on your program. Thank you for having me. My name is Daniel King. I am a missionary evangelist, and I am excited about telling people about Jesus. When I was 15 years old, my parents were missionaries in the country of Mexico, and I was reading this success book. It said, if you want to be successful, you need to write down your goals. And one of the goals they said would be good for young people is to try to become a millionaire by the age of 30. But I realized that because of my upbringing as a missionary in Mexico, that money was not what was important to me. What was important was souls. And so at the age of 15, I wrote down, I, Daniel King, want to lead 1 million people to Jesus before I turn 30 years of age.
Come on.
Instead of trying to become a millionaire, to lead 1 million heirs into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, and so God started opening up doors in different nations. My very first crusade I did while I was still a student at the university, Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and just went on a missions trip, did a crusade, God opened the door. And then went to another country, then went to another country. And I'm excited to tell you, Jason, that before I turned 30 years of age, we had led over 1 million people in a salvation prayer.
Wow, come on.
And since then, we've led another 1 million people to Jesus. And I was praying recently, asking God, what's next? And I felt like God said, go for 1 million souls every single year. And so my passion, my excitement is about telling people about Jesus, leading as many people as I possibly can to Jesus. And we're going for as many souls as we can. Our goal is every soul.
Come on. I love that. I love it. To me. I mean, While I got you here, as you're sharing the gospel, let me ask you some questions. You know, what stops most believers? Why do you think most believers don't maybe share the gospel or share the message or go after souls with the same zeal or the same fiery passion that you're demonstrating? You know, what is it that might be limiting us from sharing that?
That's a great question. You know, Jesus gave us the command in Matthew 28 to go and make disciples of all nations. In Mark 16:15, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Luke chapter 24, Jesus says, repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. In Acts 20:21, Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, now I am sending you. And then, of course, Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to the uttermost ends of the earth. So between the time of Jesus' resurrection and the time of ascension, he has one thought on it. All the world is the gospel to every creature. Who are called to be pastors. No, this is the command of Jesus, known as the Great Commission, for every believer. And so if you believe in Jesus, you are part of that remnant that is called to be a soul winner, to be a witness. Now, as far as why I think a lot of Christians don't share their faith as much as maybe they should, I think sometimes people are intimidated. Sometimes people don't really know how to get started. Maybe they want to be soul winners. They want to be sharing their faith, but they've never really taken that step. It really is a big step to actually approach someone and begin to share good news with them. And so I've got lots of great information and helps to help people in that process of becoming more effective at sharing their faith on my website, kingministries.com, K-I-N-G, kingministries.com. If you'll go there, sign up for my email list, and I'll send you information to help you to be more effective in sharing your faith. And there's lots of resources there on the website.
Amen. For those of you listening there, you know, if you didn't quite get that, it's kingministries.com, kingministries.com. He's got plenty of resources there to help equip you to be that evangelist, to share the gospel of the kingdom, to go out and help fulfill that great co-mission where you're a co-laborer with Christ. And so again, kingministries.com, and be sure to subscribe to his email and to his newsletter so you can get equipped with those, with those resources. I mean, his website has plenty of resources. So he's not just an evangelist, he's an equipper with that. And I love that he's equipping with the tools that are necessary to get out there. I love from the very get-go when he just rattled off the scriptures, you know, that showing what we are to be doing and fulfilling this great commission. We're in the time of harvest. And that's the one thing that Jesus said. He said, the harvest is plentiful. So it's not a harvest problem. Is it, Daniel? It's not a harvest problem at all. It's a laborer problem.
Absolutely. All over the world, I have experienced that people are ready to come to Jesus if someone will just go and share the gospel with them. And so I just got back from the nation of Sierra Leone. It's a nation that has many Muslims. And what was really interesting is we had a cameraman that we hired to take pictures. And he came from a tribe that's 99.9% Muslim. And he followed us around the entire week, taking pictures. He probably took 10,000 pictures. He just had his camera out in every service, taking pictures. And there were miracles that were happening. There was this little boy who was deaf in one ear, and we were praying. And I told the people, I said, put your hand on the part of your body where there's pain. And as we were praying, a growth or a black rock fell out of this boy's ear into his mother's hand. Wow. And she said it was gross. She shook it off onto the ground, and then she came up front, and she is testing her boy's ears in front of the entire audience. And the entire village started clapping and cheering because this boy suddenly was able to hear. So it was a creative miracle. As we were praying, this growth fell out of his ear. He had been deaf for 3 years. And so this Muslim cameraman, he was from the Mandingo tribe, and the entire tribe is Muslim, but he watched all of the miracles. And at the end of the week, we were having a baptism service for everybody who, from all the villages who wanted to become a Christian. And this Muslim cameraman came to us and says, "I want to be baptized." We said, "What? Don't you know what that means?" He says, "Yes, it means I want to be a Christian." And so that Muslim cameraman, we baptized him and he became a Christian. He has 8 people in his house. Wow. And so a pastor went to his house. The entire household got saved. It was because of the miracles that he saw. It was because he heard the message. And so we have seen all over the world people are ready. They're open. They're ready to come to Jesus. They are looking for something authentic, something real, genuine faith. They're looking for miracles. And if we are genuine in sharing our faith with people and praying for people, believing God to do miracles in people's lives, then I believe we will see many people come to Jesus.
Come on. Did you hear? I mean, that's the power of the gospel that, you know, we say this all the time right here, that fruit will deny any doctrine. And so here was a Muslim man with his doctrine of, you know, of Islam and what that means. But yet the fruit of the manifestation of the kingdom, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the lame walking, you know, and so the fruit of the manifestation of the kingdom of God was manifested to him, and from that fruit, what do? You taste and see that the Lord is good, and so he was able to taste and see that the Lord was good based off the fruit of the demonstration, and that was it. That power encounter was the thing that brought him into the kingdom. And that's costly for him. That's costly for him to come to Christ. You know, being part of a tribe that's 99% Muslim, you know, now he's part of a new tribe, the line of the tribe of Judah. Come on. So, I love hearing those stories. We could probably just do a whole podcast on the stories of the things you've seen and demonstrated and heard. But I want to encourage people that same power, that same demonstration of the kingdom, it works in the different parts of the globe, but also works right here in the U.S. It also works right here in America. And I want to go ahead and go right into this, Daniel. You know, one of the things that, you know, you have recently done is you've come out with a book. You've come out with a book on how to combat the spirit of atheism, you know, in America. And I want you to share, you know, you've got it right there. Hold it up right there for the screen for everybody to see.
Let's see it. There we go.
Yeah, proof that God is real. Proof that God is real. Now, who's this written for? Who's this written for?
Well, let me tell you why I wrote this book.
Yes, come on.
I have a heart for America. I believe that God loves America just as much as he loves Africa and Asia. And I have spent so much time on the mission field going and preaching the gospel and believing God for miracles and for people to be saved in these nations that are Hindu and Buddhist and Muslim. But I also have a heart for America as an evangelist. You know, Acts 1:8 says, "You shall receive power to be witnesses first in Jerusalem." Jerusalem was the city that the disciples lived in. And so we need to be thinking about America and praying for America and believing God to do miracles here in America. And I was spent a lot of time on social media like YouTube and Twitter. And I noticed that there was a very strong atheistic spirit on a lot of the videos that people have put up on YouTube, on Twitter. Atheists are very aggressive in promoting atheism. And I saw that this is a spirit that is attacking America. And the same way that you go to different nations and maybe it's a Muslim nation or it's a Hindu nation, well, here in America and in Europe, in Australia, the spirit of atheism has really been attacking a lot of our young people. And so I began to interact with some of these atheists, going to their conferences and having conversations with them. And the question that they were all asking is like, can you prove that God really is real? What proof do you have? You know, and so from that, I started investigating and studying and say, what proof can we offer people that God really is real? And so from that research, I wrote this book, Proof God is Real. And I wrote it to answer those questions that atheists have when they begin to confront Christians and say, what proof do you have? Well, this book has the proof that God really is real. And I also wrote it for young people in the church, because what I found is that a lot of young people in the church, you know, they get raised going to Sunday school, learning about Daniel in the lion's den and Jonah, but then they go to college and the first time they get confronted by a professor who maybe is agnostic and attacks some of their beliefs, or maybe in their dorm rooms, they start having conversations with people from different religions or atheists. It, suddenly the foundations of their faith are attacked. And so I think it is extremely important for young people to know why they believe and to be able to defend their Christian beliefs. And why is it that we believe in Christianity? How can we know for sure that there is a God? How can we know that Jesus really is the Son of God? How do we know that Jesus really rose from the dead? And what does that mean to us today? And also some of these questions of, if God is a good God, why is there pain and suffering in the world? And so there's so many questions that young people get confronted with when they head off to college, that I realized that they need to be educated. And so I really wrote this book for atheists, but I also wrote it in order to protect young Christian believers from becoming atheists. Because if you go off to college, you start getting confronted by these different questions. If you don't have the answers, your faith can be shaken. So this is a book that every parent needs to buy for their teenager, for the ages 15, 16, 17, 18, right before they go off to college. If you're a parent, maybe you're a grandparent and you have young grandkids in your family, you need to buy a copy of this book to give to your young people so that they can have the answers to the questions that they're going to be confronted with in life. And so if you know someone who's an atheist, maybe you know a family member who doesn't know Christ, and maybe you've been confronted with some of their questions you haven't known what to say, or, you know, sometimes it can become very antagonistic. Well, this book will give you some of the ammunition that you need in order to confront that spirit of atheism. So the name of the book is Proof God is Real. Proof God is Real. You can find it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can find it on my website, kingministries.com. Just go to Amazon, and a lot of books are bought there. Just type in Proof God is Real by Daniel King, and you'll be able to pull it up, or go to my website, kingministries.com. You need to get a copy of this book for young people, or if you've been confronted by atheists, if you've had some conversations with atheists and it hasn't gone quite the way that you hoped it would, and you really have a heart to be able to reach atheists, I encourage you to get a copy of Proof God is Real. It will help you in ministering to people who say that there is no God.
Yeah. And I would even encourage any churches that are out there that have a family group or small group. You also have a study guide available too, right? With that, so they could go through the book, have the study guide, and then be actually equipped to, and then from that, actually go out into the streets, go out into, you know, in doing life, going out in every life in the kingdom, whether you're at a restaurant or in school or wherever. You know, Peter says to be ready to give an account for that which we believe, you know, for the hope and the calling that we have. And so that's not just limited to your pastor. That's not just limited to your teacher, your ministry, your school, or whatever it is. That's for everyone that is in the kingdom, everyone that professes Christ, everyone that is identified as a Christian. We are all to be able to give an account and for the hope and the calling that we have within us, and be able to communicate that gospel to people. And you know, I love, again, one of the things you had mentioned earlier, and I've heard you say about, you know, when we do confront like an atheist or someone, you know, that doesn't have the same beliefs, you know, we're not necessarily confronting from an intellectual perspective. If we're going head to head, then we're probably going to miss the mark on that. Now, from an intellectual standpoint, it doesn't need to just, we need to have the wisdom and the intellect of the scriptures. But when we're going to win that soul or going to release the gospel to somebody, what's our posture on that? You know, how are we going after that? I know it needs to be love, but share with us some of your insight and some of your wisdom on how to go up and approach that.
Yeah, our goal is not to win arguments. Our goal is to win souls.
Okay, hold on. And that's right there. I want to pause right there. That's a Selah moment. Yeah, our goal is not to win arguments. Our goal is to win what? Souls. And many times we get distracted right there. You know, we've already, you know, we're going in with the mindset to win an argument, and we end up forfeiting the soul because we've won an argument. So go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, so I think our posture in talking to atheists has to come from a place of love for them and really knowing God's heart of love. You know, God loves every single person. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. And so God gave his only son so that atheists could be saved. God loves every atheist. He doesn't want them to go to hell. His heart is not for them to go to hell. His heart is for them to go to heaven. And so I think sometimes it is easy to become combative. And my book, Proof God is Real, It does give some intellectual arguments, some ways to intellectually prove that God is real. But infused in the book is my heart as an evangelist. I'm not trying to equip people to look good in arguments. Really give people a heart to communicate the heart of God for people that God loves people. And so, you know, sometimes it's a process of leading someone to the Lord, and they're testing us. I think a lot of people,
That's good.
They don't become atheists because of often intellectual reasons. Often they say they do. They say there's an intellectual reason, but often I think the reason people become atheists is maybe because someone in the church hurt them, or they encountered a problem and they called out to God and it didn't work out the way that they felt that it should have. And so they turn away from God. But I think as an evangelist, it's important to remember that even if people are 1,000 steps away from God, it's only one step back. And so if they'll turn away from their life of intellectual superiority and turn to Christ and say, I need help in my life, I need to put my faith in Christ, then they will be able to very quickly come back to God. And so I think our posture towards atheists should be one of love, one of compassion, one of the heart of God for them, and not to dismiss them or to write them off, but to continue to reach out to them and to love them every single opportunity that we can. And so my book, Proof God is Real, will equip you to do that and also help you to have the heart of an evangelist to go after people with love. So Proof God is Real.
Yeah.
Buy it on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Proof God is Real by Daniel Key.
There it is. Come on, guys. You heard it. And I'll be posting a link in the show notes. You'll be able to go straight to the show notes. You'll get a link and you'll find a link to his website. You'll find a link to Proof God Is Real. You'll find a link to the study guide. You'll find all the information right below in the show notes. And so I'm telling you, this is a much needed book. This is a much needed resource. This is a much needed message. I love the Heart for America. Again, like you said, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you to be witnesses unto Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then the uttermost parts. It's almost like that ripple effect when you drop a rock into a water, and how that ripple effect just goes out. And so as we drop the rock of Christ into America, we're going to see that ripple effect go out. But that's going to be that power and demonstration of the love of God with the manifestation of the kingdom exploits. It says, those that know their God shall do great exploits. And so I love one of the things that, again, we're not to be combative, we're to be compassionate. And so with that, I know in that book there's several keys and tools for the believer to receive the information, and not just information, but that information will become revelation. You know, that information will become revelation, and then as you possess the revelation, you'll allow the love just to be released from you. And so, again, kingministries.com, for more resources. You got all kinds of tools on there. And so let's do this. Let's say I'm already an evangelist. I'm out there. I know what God's called me to be, an evangelist. And I'm out there and asking the Lord, you know, I'm getting some measures of training equipped, and I'm not quite have maybe not went to any type of schooling or anything like that yet, but I know the heart of the Father, which is a heart of compassion and heart of evangelism. I know that's my call. Is there a way that they can get even more training or come into a greater relationship with your experience and the things that you've done out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wrote the book, Proof God Is Real, and then along with it comes the Proof God Is Real study guide. And the reason I have the study guide is so that people can go through it and answer questions. It's also a great resource for churches who want to train people to be involved in reaching out to atheists. And so maybe you're a pastor, and in your church, you have Sunday school groups, you have discussion groups, maybe a prayer group, a group of people that want to reach out to atheists more. This book really is a great resource. If you have a group of 5 or 10 people, if each of them get a copy of the book, maybe read one chapter a week, and then come together and discuss the questions, it will equip everyone to look at how to reach people. And I find that if there's a number of people that all have the same heart and passion, we can help encourage and motivate one another to go after the lost in a greater way than any of us would separately. And so in this book, there's three big questions that are answered. And I believe these are the three biggest questions that are asked by today's generation.
Yeah, come
the
on.
First question, is God there? People are asking, is there a God? Is God really there? The second question that people ask is, does God care? Okay, maybe there is a God, maybe he created the whole universe, but does he care about me as an individual? Does he care about what happens in my life? And then the third question, if there is a God and this God does care for you, we have to ask, do I dare? Do I dare to trust him? Do I dare to follow him? Do I dare to live my life for Christ? And what's really interesting, Jason, is all three of these questions are answered in one verse of the Bible. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because everyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. And so this verse tells us first, he exists. That answers the question, is God there? Yes, God is there. It tells us He exists. And then this verse tells us that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. And so this tells me that God does care because he rewards those who seek after him. And then there's the third question is, do I dare? This verse tells us that we must have faith in order to please God. And so, that is the outline of the book. The first part of the book deals with the question, is God there? And I share seven different proofs for God's existence, seven different ways that we can know for sure that there is a God. So like one of the proofs is the proof that comes from the design that we find in the universe. You know, there's no painting without a painter.
Yeah,
there is no house without a builder. There's no building without an architect. And so when we look at the design in the universe, this tells us that, yes, there is a God. Another proof for God's existence is miracles. Miracles happen today. I've seen thousands of miracles in my ministry. And by the way, if you want to see videos of all the miracles that God has done, go to my website, kingministries.com. You can see the videos of the miracles that God's done around the world. I mean, we've had blind eyes open, deaf ears open, people who can't talk begin to speak for the first time. I mean, it's amazing the miracles that God has done. Paralyzed people standing up and walking, cancer being healed, diabetes healed. I mean, just all the miracles. And when people experience a miracle in their life, then you can't argue with that proof.
That's right.
That proof overcomes any intellectual argument, because people say, no, I know I experienced God. I experienced the presence of God in my life. And so it looks at these seven different proofs for God's existence. And then on the second question is does God care? I think that the life of Jesus is proof that God does care. The fact that Jesus was born shows that God cares for us. The fact that Jesus lived, he died, he rose from the dead. These are all proof that God does care for us. And when we confront the question is, why is there suffering in the world? If God is such a loving God, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, I think that the life of Jesus gives us a way to know that God does care for us, even in the midst of the pain and suffering. And that's one of those intellectual problems that a lot of people have. They wonder whether there really is a God. You know, if there's a God, why did this little girl die of cancer or something?
Right.
And so I think that the life of Jesus gives us hope in those situations. And then do I dare to follow him? Do I dare to put my trust in God? Well, I think that when we think about eternity and how long eternity is going to be, and then we think about our finite time here on earth, and either we live for God here on earth and spend eternity in hell, or we live for God here on this earth and spend eternity in heaven with God, or if we reject God and spend eternity in hell, and we have that choice. And I think the choice is clear that we should decide to choose to follow God while we're here on earth, because then that gives us an eternity of time full of pleasure. And so there's a lot of different choices that we can make. And I bring people to that point of decision where they can make a choice and help you to help bring atheists to a point of decision and to really make it in stark terms of where they're going to choose to spend eternity. And so the book is Proof God is Real, and it will help you to share your faith with people who say that there is no God. Proof God is real is something that can help every believer.
It's so good. Especially, I mean, my goodness, you said from the very first part there about one of the proofs, you know, with about design and you know, that's something we're seeing people coming out of, you know, or going into, you know, say medical field or science. And a lot of times you'll see, you know, scientists, if they just keep looking, you know, they're seeking. It says you seek and you shall find. And I think scientists and those that are going into that field, you know, a lot of times we need more kingdom believers in that field. And as they keep searching, as they keep looking, they're going to see that design that you're talking about and know that there has to be a designer. All creation is groaning. And I believe scientists, as they dive into the groan, they're going to start seeing that there's no way this just came about, but there is a intelligent designer out there. A mentor of mine who's gone on to be with the Lord now, he was a quantum physicist, and one of the things he said that has always stuck with me about the periodic table of elements. And his name was David von Kuvering, and he said, the periodic table of elements is the breath of God revealed. The periodic table of elements is the breath of God revealed. And so if anybody has that atheist type of mindset or that spirit of atheism that tries to reason and tries to go on all these things, then this book that Daniel has written, Proof God is Real, has all these different keys and different blueprints and strategies in there, and insights on how to be equipped to release the gospel and release the power of God and get you equipped with the scriptures and see the over seven different proofs that God is real. So, Daniel, I want to give you a little bit more time here just to share any last thoughts on what you might be feeling or anybody that might be listening, on how any insights from your book, anything like that. I want to make room for you to share and then maybe even pray, for those that are listening and we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know somebody who is an atheist and you're praying for them, what I'd like to ask you to do is send the first name of that person to Jason or to me and let us agree with you for God to prove himself real in their lives. We want to be joining hands with you, believing with you for people to come back into the kingdom of God. Maybe you have a family member, maybe a close friend, maybe somebody you grew up with who turned away from God and is now living an atheistic lifestyle. You know, reach out to us. Send me an email. My email address is daniel@kingministries.com. Send an email to Jason. And we want to agree with you these people to be saved.
That's right.
And to stand with you in faith, believing that God will give you the right words to be able to say. And I just really want to encourage you, if there's someone who's an atheist in your life, don't turn away from them. Don't write them off. Don't get mad at them. Keep reaching out to them. Any chance you see them, maybe at Christmas time or at Thanksgiving or any time you have a chance to reach out to them, even on Facebook, you know, go and send them a messenger message. Just say, hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. And I know God loves you. God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for you. If you ever need prayer for anything, reach out to me. Like, just keep planting seeds, because sometimes people pretend like their hearts are really hard. And I've even been cussed out sometimes. People are like, yeah, my faith, I don't want to talk. Well, just keep reaching out and loving people. Keep pouring out love to them and believing for God to do a miracle. And then start to equip yourself to know how to reach people who are atheists. There's a lot of atheistic thinking in our society today, especially here in America and in Europe, where people are saying there is no God. Well, know how to prove that there is a God. So, you know, equip yourself, read my book, Proof God is Real. Go to my website, kingministries.com, and you'll get lots of tremendous resources there that will help you to prove that God is real. But learn how to answer some of the most common questions that people, they ask. And then I'd also like to ask your listeners, Jason, to help me out with reaching people
for
God. We go all over the world and do massive miracle crusades. Next week, I'm going to go to the nation of Tanzania, and we're going to be preaching to 30 or 40,000 people in one service. Mm. And so we're going to be seeing thousands of those people get saved, and then we're going to be following up with them. We're working closely with all the local churches in the area, over 100 churches that are all going to be partnering with us to follow up on the new believers. We're giving them literature to help them grow in their new faith, all the converts and stuff. And so we do this all the time. My goal is to lead 1 million people to Jesus every single year. And so we're going to all these different nations. And really, my heart is for the least reached nations in the world.
Come on.
An area called the 1040 window, which mm-hmm. is an area where the majority of the world's population lives. And it's where there's the highest concentration of Buddhists and Muslims and Hindus. And so I'd like to ask your listeners to be praying for me as we go after souls. And if you have it in your heart to help us to evangelize and to reach people for Jesus, go to my website and become a partner with our ministry. Jason, did you know that for every dollar that people give us, we've been able to lead at least one person to Jesus?
Wow,
and so to do a crusade in Tanzania, you know, we're going to be leading thousands of people to Jesus, and our investment there, for every dollar that people have given to me for this crusade, we're going to be able to lead at least one person to Jesus. And so this is my ask for people. Like, could you give at least like $1 a month, like just a dollar?
Could
you do like a dollar a month, just become a dollar a month partner. And for $1 a month, you could be responsible for starting a party in heaven every single month. There's no better use for a dollar.
No, Jason. I mean, my goodness, you know? People spend more of that on coffee. Come on, listen, fast your coffee for a month or whatever. And so, I mean, $31 a month. I mean, my goodness, that's 31 souls. Do the math on that. Come on. So there'll be a link. I'll post a link in the show notes because I want to partner. You know, I want people to partner. I want you to sow when there's fruit, when you see fruit, that's there. I mean, that's good soil. That's good kingdom ground. And when people are taking this message, how can they go unless they're sent? How can they go unless they're sent? And so one of the ways, maybe you can't necessarily go as boots on the ground, but you know, where your treasure is, your heart will be there also. And if your treasure is for the kingdom, and if your treasure is for souls, then you're going to sow into this thing. You're going to sow into the fruit that's there. You know, one of our children's pastor here, kids pastor here at Summit, you know, he says fruit never lies, you know, fruit never lies. You know, you can go to kingministries.com/donate, kingministries.com/donate. Again, there'll be a link down in the show notes, so you can go straight to this, whether you're in the U.S. or whether you're in Canada or wherever, via PayPal, however you want to do it. There's a way to partner, with that. But a dollar a soul. I mean, come on, $1 a soul. Some of you just go reach in your couches right now. Go reach underneath your, if you're listening in your car, underneath your car seat. I mean, you have that there. And so just look at that and see that's a soul. And so be sure to go to kingministries.com and partner with Daniel, partner with the mission, that they're doing. A million souls a year. Come on, man. We're populating heaven with this. So I love it.
It's the only investment that's going to matter 10,000 years from now. I want to take the entire world with me to heaven. Let's plunder hell to populate heaven, as the great evangelist Reinhard Bonnke always used to say. And so now let's pray for anybody that our listeners know who is an atheist or who needs Jesus. And let's just pray that they would come to Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up all the relatives, the friends, the acquaintances of my friends who are listening right now.
Yes.
And Lord, I call these people into the kingdom of heaven. Lord, I pray that you would bring people across their path that would be able to share the gospel in a relatable way, so that people will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray for every atheist family member to come to know you. Lord, I pray that you would help each of us to be bold in sharing our faith and in telling others about Jesus. And Lord, I pray that many, many people will come to know you because of this podcast that we're recording today. Yes, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Daniel, man, thank you so much for being on. It's been great. I'm already fired up. There's just something about what you carry that just lights another realm of fire on the inside. So I appreciate everything that you and your wife are doing. I appreciate everything that you've laid down your life for this gospel, and we honor you for that and thank you for that. And again, for those watching and listening, Proof God Is Real is the book. Go get it right now on Amazon. You can go to King Ministries. There'll be a link in the show notes. Remember that God always has a remnant, and that remnant has a voice. And we'll be back with you next week with a brand new episode.